Good morning once again, everybody. I'd like us to start by breaking out your swords and going to 1 Corinthians 12, please. 1 Corinthians 12. We'll start right in verse 1. Okay. Verse 1. Now, about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit that distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Verse 7. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And still, to another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit. He distributes them to each one just as he determines. Please pray with me. Oh, Lord, as we come to you this morning and delve into your word, I just ask that you be with each and every one of us and you open our minds, you open our hearts to help this make us more like your son. Just mold us and shape us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So the scripture I was just reading, here we have Paul, and he's writing about the who, what, and why of spiritual gifting. And this morning, I'd like to march right through that, the who, the what, the why. But before we get started with that, let's remember, the work of the Holy Spirit is to lead people to Christ. So as we read and as we think about what the scripture is telling us, we need to keep in mind that one of the ways that the Holy Spirit leads people to Christ is through spiritual gifting. So let's look at verse 1 through 3 once again. Now about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. See, Paul's setting us up right here. He's trying to get us in the right mindset to read the rest of these verses. Let's look at phrases like, when you were pagans. Influenced and led astray. So let's face it. At one point, we were all pagans. We were all without the Holy Spirit. It wasn't until we came to Christ that the Holy Spirit indwelled us. And we were influenced and we were led astray. There's another point here. The only difference between us now and us then is the Holy Spirit inside us. That is the only difference. The who. Let's jump right in. Verse 4. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit who distributes them. Right away, we have to realize when we're talking about spiritual gifts that it is the Holy Spirit that gives us our spiritual gifts. And it is He, the same Spirit, who distributes them. The gifting we have, the gifting He's given us, has nothing to do with how awesome we are. It is not your talent. It is not your ability. It is all about how awesome God is, because it's His talent He gave you and His ability that He gave you. Vicky, when she's not in Merritt Island, hi, Vicky. When she's here playing violin, she plays beautifully because the Spirit of God gifted her with the ability to play that violin beautifully. Brady runs all our technical stuff like a pro, Lone Ranger style up there, because God gifted him with the ability to do that and keep us running. All the work you guys see at the church that's been done, it is not about my ability or Tom's ability or Dennis's ability or Jody's ability or Brian's ability or Lorenzo's or the Carmona's, all the people who worked on this place. It's not about us. We can do nothing without God's gifting to help us do that. That's it. One of the things that we need to realize about us is the only thing we do consistently in our own power is sin. That's it. Let's get into the what now. Verse 5. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them, and in everyone, the same God at work. So there are many places in Scripture we can go, and we can find lists of different spiritual giftings. We need all these lists. And the first one I'd like to take us to may not be the Scripture you think about spiritual gifting and lists, but it's in Galatians chapter 5. So please turn with me to Galatians chapter 5. We will begin in verse 22. Galatians 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. These are gifts of the Spirit as well as fruits of the Spirit. You don't believe me? Parents, how many times did you pray for patience when your three-year-old was having a "I want that" meltdown at the grocery store? Wives, how many times did you pray for self-control while your husband was being an idiot? Spiritual gifting. Speaking of spiritual gifts, this week Jody and I had a really dear friend go home to be with the Lord. She exemplified all those spiritual gifts I just read and the ones I will read here in a little bit. She was one of the nicest, most genuine human beings I've ever been blessed to know. She was always happy to see you. My friend Barbara was always ready to give you a hug. She was one of those ladies that if you asked her, or if she asked you, how are you doing, and you just felt you had to and you wanted to let it all go, she was full on prepared to sit down with you right then and listen to you for 2 hours if she had to. It just, she would. She was that kind of person. She loved people. She was always looking to Jesus, always. Now, everybody probably has somebody in their life like this. There are several. There are more than several. There are many people I'm looking at right now here at the church and that I know are watching right now that are just like that. They're genuine. They love God and they're focused on Jesus. The Holy Spirit gifted Barbara so richly that even when her own life was turned into peanut butter, or was peanut butter, she still focused on Christ. She had a very rough childhood. Adulthood is not kind to her either. She had lots of struggles. Family struggles. I don't know that there was a time that I knew Barbara in about 15 years that she didn't struggle financially or had something big going on in her life. But through it all, she focused on Christ. She poured into others. She befriended my wife through some really tough times. And I don't know about you, but sailors, you guys can back me up on this. When you're deployed and you're focused on the Navy, it doesn't help your wives that much. And Jody really needed that support. Barbara was there for her through all that. It was awesome. No matter what she was doing, no matter who she was pouring into, she just had this love for Christ. And she used her spiritual gifts. The next list I would like to go to is in Romans 12. Pastor Lorenzo actually talked about these last week. So Romans 12, and we'll start in verse 6, please. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. If you've been gifted by the Holy Spirit in these areas, the Holy Spirit wants you to use these gifts in those areas. It's that simple. He doesn't give you a gift for you not to use it. Just as my friend Barbara was using her gifts to be a living testimony to who Jesus Christ is and how glorious he is, the Holy Spirit gifts each of us to do the exact same thing. Let's go to the why now. Why? If you could turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we'll pick it up in verse 7. Give me an amen when you get there. Yay. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And still to another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of the one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them just as he determines. So right away we see that the Holy Spirit is giving us gifts for the common good. But there's this big M word right in the beginning of verse 7. Manifestation. Something we need to realize is that when we are obedient to God and we are using our spiritual gifts that the Holy Spirit gave us for the common good, God is manifesting through you. You are a living witness to the glory of Jesus Christ. What does that look like for you? Well, really, don't ask me, because I'm trying to figure out what God wants me to do. See, your gifting, what they are and how you use them, is not between me and you. It's not between Pastor Brian and you, or Pastor Lorenzo, or Pastor Bob, or whoever and you. It is between God and you. He decides what you're gifted in. He puts the gifting and the desire to use that gift into each one of us. Psalm 37, verse 4. It reads that God gives us the desires of our heart. This is probably one of the most misquoted Bible scriptures ever. You always hear people, oh, God's giving me the desires of my heart. I got me a new house. I got me a new car. That is not what this verse is talking about. It is not. When you come to Jesus in submission and you ask him to be Lord of your life and the Holy Spirit comes into you, he cleanses you, the desires of your heart are going to change. You're going to yearn to do the work of Christ. Not because you have to, because you want to. Great example of this. Another lady I'm blessed to know, right over here in the red shirt, Miss Connie. This lady goes and ministers to the homeless every day. She hands them water, she gives them food, clothing, blankets. She prays with them and she encourages them. She doesn't do it for her glory. She doesn't do it because she's got nothing better to do. She does it because she yearns to do it. It is so part of her to glorify Christ that she cannot help but do it. So what does that look like in our lives? Let's move on to talk about application now. Let's go to Ephesians now, please. Ephesians chapter 4. I got a couple more for you here. Ephesians chapter 4, and we'll go to verse 11 through 13. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip for his works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. You read that, and you may ask yourself a couple questions. Like, what if I'm not called to be an apostle or a prophet, evangelist, or a pastor or teacher? You may also ask yourself, what are my spiritual gifts? Well, first, I will remind everybody that we are all called to evangelize the world. Matthew 28. Jesus himself tells us all to go to all the nations. He didn't say, Jody, go to the nations and James can sit on the couch and play video games. No. All. And when God means all, he means all. Second, the gifting you are given by the Holy Spirit is no less valid than anyone else's. How can you compare gifting one to another? They're all given by God. They're all a blessing from God. Well, your blessing is not as cool as mine. Oh, no, because it's not about you. It's all God's plan. We have to trust in God's plan that he's going to put who he wants in whatever situation, and it will bring about his glory because he knows better than we will ever know. If you are gifted by the Spirit to pray, pray for others. That's what God wants. If you are gifted by the Holy Spirit to feed others, you better feed them. If you are gifted by the Holy Spirit to lead worship, you lead that worship. You are gifted by the Holy Spirit. Use your gifting for God's glory. It's that simple, really. It really is. If you don't know what your gifting is, pray about it. Talk to God about it. He's the one that gave you the gift. Meditate on it. I'm not saying you can't talk to somebody about it. Seek advice. But I will say this. Do not let somebody put you in a box. I don't know how many horror stories I've heard about people going to a church and, hey, Pastor, what's my Holy Spirit gifting? It's a parking lot greeter in the summer in Jacksonville. No, nobody wants to be a parking lot greeter in the summer in Jacksonville. No. Or you're new to the church. Oh, your gifting's children's church. Get in there. Totally ignoring what your actual spiritual gift is because they just want to plug a hole. So I warn you against that. Don't listen to man. Listen to God. Using your spiritual gift for God's glory should be a good, and it should reflect the freedom that Jesus came and died to give you. It should bring you joy, not, oh man, I got to go be a greeter again. Oh. The Holy Spirit gives us gifts as he determines. He knows you better than anybody. We have to have faith. We have to trust that God knows better. So as I close, first I would like to invite anybody that would like to use their gifting for God's glory to be more active in that, to please talk to somebody in the leadership team. Please, please, please. For those that are viewing at home, contact us on the website, hopechurchjax.org, hopechurchjax.org. But please, God gave you that gift. You should use it. I would ask you all to please pray with me now as we get ready to transition into communion. Lord, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your word, Lord. Thank you that we can read it and you just change our hearts with it, Lord. You change who we are. You change us into your son. You change us more into your son every time we open your word and every time we contemplate it. It just helps us to be more mindful of who you are, your glory, your holiness, and how much we need you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.